He was the face of cryptocurrency, Sam Bankman-Fried, a 30-year-old rising business star who became so famous he was known simply as SBF. Fueling his stardom was FTX, the wealthy crypto trading firm he founded. But last month, that firm came crashing down. And on Tuesday, a federal court in New York charged Bankman-Fried with 8 counts, including fraud and money laundering. Hours after, more charges were filed from the Securities and Exchange Commission.
He preyed on his customers, the victims of this case, abusing the trust placed not only in his company, but in himself as the lead of that company.
On Monday, he was arrested in the Bahamas, where he'd been living. He's expected to be extradited to the U.S. Just weeks earlier, FTX filed for bankruptcy, with millions of his customers unable to access their money.
FTX was a place where millions of people invested in cryptocurrency, from Bitcoin to Ethereum to its own coin called FTT. At its peak just last year, FTX was worth more than $32 billion. Making it the world's third largest crypto exchange. But Bankman-Fried also owned another company, Alameda Research, a trading hedge fund. It's alleged that he secretly funneled money from FTX to help prop up Alameda and also support his lavish lifestyle.
Even in the notoriously volatile cryptocurrency industry, experts say FTX's fall is remarkable.
One is the sheer size of it, that we're talking about potentially upwards of $10 billion worth of client assets that were lost. Next is the brand and reputation of FTX, because this is a company that had really gone out of its way to make an impression among mainstream audiences with things like celebrity endorsements and stadium naming rights.
Those celebrity endorsements even included an advertisement during the Super Bowl. It featured the actor-comedian Larry David.
I don't think so.
Turns out he was right to be skeptical. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.